Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
be changed on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Change me, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. How many of us need to be changed right now? Hallelujah. How many of us commit right now that we need to be changed? Hallelujah. Can you decree and declare over yourself? Hallelujah. Right now, oh God, change me, oh God, because I need to be changed.
Yes.
Change me. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Welcome
everybody.
Yes, welcome to the Thursday night service. Welcome every single one that is in attendance. You could have been anywhere, but you are right here with us, touching and agreeing.
Yes, Lord.
When the Bible says when there are two or three are gathered together in his name, he says he's right there in the midst.
Yes, Lord.
So we thank you for being here. We thank God for being here and for being in the middle of it all.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Welcome one more time. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If it's your first time here with us at a midweek service, hallelujah. We want to hear from you. Press one. We want to welcome you. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. I'm Pastor Tawani Kamani.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we want to welcome you. Welcome.
Yes. Welcome.
Welcome wherever you are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Amen. We want to pray for you and pray with you.
Yes,
amen.
We thank God for every single one that is here with us from New York. Every single one that is with us from the surrounding areas there of New York. We know that, you know, we are just a little, I think we're an hour behind. So we thank you for finding time, you know, to be with us. Thank every single one that's from Chicago, every single one that's from other areas that's over there and up north. So we just want to welcome everyone and thank y'all, you know, for being, you know, a part with us, you know, being a part of God's ministry in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God. We thank God for one more time. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will move in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Here in midweek service, Father God. Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive for you, Father God, all that you have us to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we come to be changed on the name of God. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, do a new thing in the source and to us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, search our hearts and spirit right now, God. If you find any wickedness or arrogance, oh God, let it be removed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we thank you right now for the God for this day, for this is the day that you have made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace right now, Father God. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we can thank you enough. But yet still we thank you. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary that keeps us, oh God, that has saved us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you had a plan for us, oh God. Way before the earth was Son of God, to save your children in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, glory, hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we'll thank you, hallelujah, till the sun come up and till the sun go down, oh God. My Lord, because you're worthy of all praise going on in the name of Jesus Christ. We don't find it robbery, oh God, to bless your holy name, hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Yes.
Glory to your name, God. Lord, move in a mighty way right now, God. Oh Lord, all we need is a touch from you right now, God. Oh, let healing come, Lord God, right now. Deliver us, oh God. Let peace come and be still in the home of your children, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. We come against every attack of Satan and his angels right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every neck that the enemy is set down for us to be entangled in, may they be entangled in their own necks right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every pit that they've dug for us to fall in, may they fall in their own pits right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, every error that the enemy is sent to us, oh God, let it be returned right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let them be consumed with their own fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. May our arrows, hallelujah, go out, accomplish all that it set out to do. We will not be a missed our arrow in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God.
Yes.
Right here and right now, oh God. All attention here, oh God. Lord, walk the hospital right now, God. Send your angels and stand in your presence right now, God. To go to the nursing home, oh God. And touch the heart and minds of your children, oh God. Touch their bodies and bring healing. Let healing take place. Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heaven of tonight, oh God. Let miracles come on that kind of emotion. My God, my God. Lord, walk the prisons on today, oh God. Walk every cell, oh God. It's just our hearts of men and women, oh God. Lord, we compel to you, Father God, to seek ye first your kingdom and all your righteousness and truth, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, walk in every openness on tonight, oh God. Let every heart and now. My Lord, he can't. Hey, my God. We just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord God.
You,
let there be a washing and a cleansing right now, Father God.
Thank
from all unrighteousness, oh God. Oh Lord, increase our faith right now on this line, Father God, so that we can receive from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for divine order right now in our lives, oh God. Let order come right now and be sealed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let healing come and be sealed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to your name.
Thank you,
we bless your holy name. We bind ourselves right now to health and healing. We bind ourselves to joy, peace, and happiness. We bind ourselves to the goodness of God. And we loose ourselves from every wicked way and plan of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We loose sickness and disease and infirmities and afflictions. Ours is right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And my Lord, we just want to say thank you. It is you that have given us the keys to the kingdom, and we're using it all today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare the devil. The Bible says when the Son sets you free, that we are free indeed, and we're walking in our freedom on tonight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for the Bible says if the anointing is short, the yoke of bondage, so we declare and declare that we are free on tonight. Can you open up your mouth right now and believe it by faith that you are free? Hallelujah. For all your sins are forgiven right now. My Lord, my God, don't let the devil whisper in your ear that you have not been forgiven. Hallelujah. I declare and declare that you will not operate in guilt, shame, or condemnation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for God has set you free. Hallelujah. Receive your freedom on today.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare and declare right now by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that we are blessed and we can never be cursed.
Amen.
Because God has blessed us and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home because God has blessed us, and we're coming out in a wealthy place. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. We just thank God for one more time.
Amen.
Amen. You all, we're going to have our music selection, and we'll be back with a message on tonight. Amen. Tell a friend, go ahead and text them, call them, come on, get on in and receive the word that's going forward. It's going to be a powerful word that's going to change your mind. Amen. The message coming forward, I guarantee, will change your mind in the way that you operate, because we understand if you can have a changed mind, you all, you begin to operate differently in your life. Amen. So get ready for the message. I guarantee it will change your life, because it's going to change your mind. Amen. God bless you. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready.
Speak victory during the
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Speak over
How many
yourself.
People encourage tonight?
Encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Sometimes you got to speak over yourself. You got to encourage yourself. Amen. You can't wait for nobody else to come and encourage you. You got to decree and declare over yourself that it's already done, that you have the strength. Huh? If you have the strength of the Lord, that nothing that can come before you, nothing can stand against you. Amen. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You don't know that you're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, that you can speak over yourself and encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. In no other name but the Lord, our God. Amen. God bless everyone that's here in midweek service on today. We thank God for you. Welcome to all our visitors right now. Hallelujah. I pray in Jesus' name that God will bless you, deliver, and set you free right now, that God will be your strength. Amen. That you will not lean to your own understanding. Amen. See, a lot of times what happens is we're leaning to our own understanding. Hallelujah. But we got to ask God to help us and let his will be done. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God, for one more time. Encourage yourself. Speak over yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You all, now we're going to get ready for the message that will be preached by me and my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning, on tonight. And the message tonight, you all, is have a renewed mind. Amen. How many of us renew our mind daily, as the scripture tells us that we should renew our minds daily? Renewing our minds daily is important, not just on Sunday, not just on Thursday, not just in prayer, but renewing our minds daily is important for us to be able to live a life that is effective, that God can use us. Hallelujah. Amen. That we can minister to one another with renewed minds, not holding on to the things of the past. Anything that happened on yesterday is our past. A lot of us want to live in the past. Amen. But the Bible requires us, hallelujah, commands us to renew our minds daily. Renew your minds daily. You are. We're going to go over to the book of Romans 12 and 2. We're talking about having a renewed mind. We're going to talk about today, how do I stay renewed? What's my mind renewed? How do I stand in places? How do I get a mind that's renewed? How do I operate with a renewed mind? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're going to go over you out to Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Amen. I'll give you an opportunity to get there with me on tonight. Amen. Romans chapter 12, you are. Romans chapter 12, hallelujah, verse 2, amen? Chapter 12, verse 2. I'm going to start at verse 1, hallelujah. We're talking about having a renewed mind and operating with a renewed mind. What does the Bible say about a renewed mind, amen? The Bible says, we're going to start at verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is the reasonable service. Verse 2 speaks a lot here tonight. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. So what is the Bible saying? Amen. The Bible says, see, God has good, acceptable, and perfect plans for his children, and we are his children. Amen. If you declare the plan and you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, now you became a co-heir to the kingdom of God. So now you are a child of God. Amen. So the Bible says that God has good and acceptable and perfect plans for his children. He wants us to be transformed people with a renewed mind. Amen. Living to honor and obey him. Amen. Amen. Because he wants only what is best for us. And because he gave his son, his only begotten son, to make our new lives possible. So we should joyfully give ourselves as a living sacrifice for his service. Amen. See, when we look at the scripture that speaks louder than anything, as we renew our minds daily, the Bible says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. So Christians, we as believing Christians are called to not be conformed to this world with its behavior and customs that are usually selfish and often corrupting. Amen. Many Christians want to decide that much worldly behavior is off limits to us. Amen. Off limits. Amen. You gotta decide. Yeah, you gotta make a choice. That's off limits to me. Hallelujah. I'm going to operate according to the spirit and not to the flesh. I'm going to have a renewed mind, amen? So I refuse to conform to this world values, however, must go even deeper than the level of behavior and customs. It must be firmly planted on our minds. Be transformed, hallelujah, God's people. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It is possible to avoid most worldly customs and still be proud and conveyed to suffering and stubborn and arrogant. Oh, only when the Holy Spirit moves us, re-educates and redirects our minds, will be truly transformed. Amen. So you understand this today, please. And I want to make sure that I'm precise in my words on tonight. Amen. Holy Spirit, have your way right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I ask you, let your glory on you. Oh, the Lord arise upon us all. According to Isaiah 62, we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, one more time, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit to receive the message on tonight that we won't leave this mind the same tonight, but we will leave with a new mind, learning how to operate fully and effectively. Hallelujah, we may minister the word to someone else. Then they ask, hallelujah, how can I be saved to the unbeliever? And the believer will be steadfast in their faith. Amen. My Lord, my God, come, Lord Jesus, amen. Take your rightful place on the throne of our life, oh God. We give it all over to you right now for eternity. So we ask you, Lord, to bind all that we are to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself from me and my husband right now, all areas of our life, fully and completely, that we be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. We declare that there, oh, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you are the head of our life, oh God. We decrease right now that you may have all the increase in us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare in the cloud right now, hallelujah, that you're all that we need for the time to be renewed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Let thy kingdom come and your will be done right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. So understanding you all, having a new, renewed mind is very important in our walk, hallelujah, in our Christian walk. It's a process of shedding the old outer covering and putting on the new. Amen. And this takes place in the spirit of the mind. So as we come to him, hallelujah, our minds are renewed in accordance to that knowledge of him. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. My God, my God. God bless you all. Go ahead, Pastor. I'm
going to
let my husband go on. It's a
cold. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So this lesson here tonight, I want to make sure, you know, that I'm very clear, very clear. And, you know, some messages, you know, they will have you jumping, and some messages will have you shouting. But this particular message right here tonight, I want this message to have you thinking. And the reason why I want this message to have you thinking, because a renewed mind is all about how you think and what you were thinking about. So now if you jump, then go ahead on and jump. If you jump, then go ahead on and jump. But make sure when you're jumping, know why you're jumping. Know why you're jumping. So what I want to ask you, I want to ask you this question. You know, we have heard that, you know, to renew your mind according to Romans chapter 12, but practically, what does that look like, you know, to renew your mind? So we just can't just take this and just use it and, you know, and not even, you know what we're saying. See, a renewed mind, what Jesus was talking about and what, you know, even, you know, other prophets and other personalities in the Bible that was talking about was your thoughts. Because what I found out here is whatever it is that you are thinking about, whatever you are thinking about, these thoughts you have became conformed to them because you are keep on thinking about these thoughts. Now, Romans chapter 12:2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, how can you be conformed to this world? Well, I'm here to tell you that this world has a lot of hurt. This world has a lot of brokenness. This world has a lot of things that cause you to worry. You have a lot of cares in this world, and every single thing that you are thinking about, it is the cares of this world. So now what has happened is you've been conformed to your cares.
Yes,
right. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now,
glory.
What the Word of God is here to do is to change the way you think. Or let's be a little bit deeper with that. The Word of God, which is Christ Jesus, is here to change what you are believing in. Or do I need to say it another way? Whatever it is that you are believing in, this is what's rolling over in your mind.
And this is the very thing that is producing these habits. It is producing your behavior because of your thoughts. Now, I might have said something to you that have caused you to come unravel, or it have caused you to anger, or it may have caused you to be the person that you know that you have been changed from. I have, may have caused you to go back. Well, that's why the Bible tells us to renew our mind daily. Because one thing that Satan is going to do, Satan is going to infiltrate your mind. He's going to infiltrate your thoughts. See, when the spirit of Satan, when he ministers to you, just like he ministered to Eve, just like he ministered to Job, just like he ministered to others, just like he ministered to you. See, when Satan gets to speaking, it gets to ministering these things in your mind. See, now what's going on is now you see, now there's a transfer of spirit. So now the spirit of Satan has entered into your mind, and now you're acting on what you heard. But the Bible says renew your mind daily with the word of God, with the word of grace, the word of grace through Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
If you have your Bibles, I want to show you something. Go with me over here. We're going to start right here, Psalms 31. We're going to start at Psalms 390. We're going to start at Psalms 339. Sorry about that. We're going to start at Psalms 339. Psalms 339 and 17, it says, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. See, this is David. He's saying, how precious are thy thoughts. He's talking about, you know what I'm saying, his thoughts. He's talking about God's thoughts. He said, O God, how precious are. He said, it's the sum of me. And I took you right here for a reason. Because what I said was, when you renew your mind, with the grace of God, with the word of God, and you do that about what you're thinking and what you hear, where you at in your thought life. David is saying right there, this is the sum of me. What you are thinking about, that's who you have became. So if you are thinking about the word of God, then guess who you have became? You have been transformed. That's what that scripture over there in Romans 12 says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The word of God transforms you into his very image. But the word of Satan, it transforms you into his very image as well. So take your thought, every single thing that you're thinking about, and you place it on God. Place it on Jesus. That's the reason why God gave you his word. That's the reason why he gave you Jesus Christ. See, now, if you ain't using what God gave you, then what you are choosing to do is, I'm gonna accept you into my life, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior, but I ain't going to let you do nothing for me, because every single thing that I'm carrying, every single thing that I'm worrying about, every single thing that didn't happen to me, I'm going to carry it myself, and I ain't going to place it on you. And when I don't place it on you, I'm still that sinful man. See, I'm not a sinner, but I still have that nature, and I'm still going after that nature that's producing that behavior.
Jesus.
First Peter 5:7 says to cast all your cares on me,
Jesus,
because I am the one that cares for you. Have you really cast all your cares on him? What is it that you are worrying about? Because I can tell you, a worrying person, even though that you are in Christ, because you are a worrying person, you are sinning, because the Bible says worry is a sin, because you're not believing. You're not believing.
Jesus.
And if you're worrying, that means that you are a prideful man or you are a prideful woman.
Amen.
Because you ain't cast your cares on God when God has already made a way for you. What are you thinking about? Because your thought life, it sums up who you are. And when it sums up who you are, it's also summing up your destination.
Amen.
We thank you, Father God, that you have given us of your ministry. We have given us your word,
Jesus,
Father God, to be able to cast all the cares on you. You have given us your word in exchange for our own word. You have given us your thoughts. You have given us your promise in exchange for our thoughts. And these things that we are saying, Father God, you have already given it to us. And we thank you, Father God, that we have courage enough to be able to use them. I don't care if it's somebody that just stepped on your toe, then give it all to God. What does God say about it? Because whatever God says about it, what you say about it, you represent Christ. So speak like him. You represent God, so talk like him. And the way you talk like him, you have to use the word of God in every situation. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. You know, renewing your mind is so important. You know, and a lot of us don't believe it. Even don't believe that how important it is. And each day we continue to operate in the same mind. And we wonder why we're still in that same place, because we haven't changed our mind. We haven't decided, amen, that our minds need to be changed. Once you decide, you know, I'm going to set my mind on something. You have the power and the authority to change your mind. You have the power that God has given you, the power and authority to do so. I want to thank you all for your review. The Bible says in Philippians, amen, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible says, finally, brother, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, and whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. What is the Bible saying here, Pastor? The Bible is saying here in Philippians 4 and 8, you all, that what we put into our minds determine what comes out in our words, in our actions. Apostle Paul tells us to program. Listen to what I'm saying here. Program our minds with thoughts that are true, the thoughts that are noble, thoughts that are right, thoughts that are just, thoughts that are pure, thoughts that are lovely and good report, virtuous and praiseworthy. This is what the Bible is telling us. Put these things on your mind. Download these into your mind and your memory bank, amen? Not what happened to you in the past and how they hurt you, how they disappointed you, amen? My God, you have the power and the authority, amen? Do you have any problems? The question is this. Do you have problems with impure thoughts and daydreams? Because a lot of us do. We find ourselves daydreaming and putting our mind on all kinds of things, and things that are unjust, things that are unrighteous and unclean. Do you have a problem with these impure thoughts and daydreams? Can you be honest with yourself? You ain't got to tell me or nobody anything, but can you be honest with yourself? Examine what you are putting into your mind through television, through books and conversation and movies and magazines. What are you subjecting yourself to? Because whatever you're subjecting yourself to, you are downloading these things in your mind. So you got to be careful. You got to guard your gates, amen? You got to guard what you hear, what you see, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, replace harmful input with wholesome material. Above all, read God's word and pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Ask God to help you focus on your mind and what is good and what is pure. It takes practice. You got to practice this thing day in and day out, and this is how it becomes a part of you. This is how it takes root and manifests in you, because each day you put this in you, because whatever you put in you is going to come out. If you put junk in you, guess what? You're going to get junk out. But if you put the goodness of God in you, guess what? That's what's going to come out. That's how you're going to begin to operate. Amen? In the name of Jesus Christ. So practice. It takes practice, but it can be done. You practice this day in and day out, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. When we look in the book of Colossians, you all, you can take this down, amen. Having a renewed mind is so important in our walk here with Christ. It's very important so that we'll be able to do the things that God has called us to do and operate according to the Holy Spirit of the living God, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Bible says Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, amen? The Bible says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord our God, amen? Amen. So what is the Bible saying? Pastor, what is the Bible saying to us here in the book of Colossians chapter 3, verse 16? What is it saying? How do we understand this? See, although early Christians, you all had access to the Old Testament and freely used to you all, they did not have the New Testament or any other Christian books to study. So their stories and teachings about Christ were memorized and passed over person to person. And sometimes the teachings were set to music, and some music became as important a part of Christian worship and education. So what we have to do is make sure that we're putting these things into us, that we're in the presence of God, praising and worship. Because once you get these things into you, guess what? Now that's part of your memory. You allow these things to take root and be part of your memory bank, and not those things of the secular world and things that man has done and doing in your life. But you allow yourself, you open up your gates to the things of God, amen? So now those things that take root, see, here in the Bible, what they did, those things that take your root in them so they begin to praise and worship in the name of Jesus Christ. See, that's what we're supposed to be doing. But it only comes when you renew your mind. Renewing your mind daily and allowing these things to take root in you. So when it's time, hallelujah, you have those things that you can pull, not the negative things, not those things that have been hurting you, but you've let them go and you allow yourself to be renewed daily. Because what are you feeding yourself? What are you putting in your mind that's taking root that continue to keep coming up and keep coming up and keep coming up? So we have to be careful, you all. Be very, very careful when we're doing this. It's important to renew your mind so that you may be transformed to be aligned with goodness and optimism and God's will for your life. Amen. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed, you all, by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. Amen. Make sure you all are in that place daily, renewing our minds. Some people feel like, oh, need deliverance. We need to be delivered every day because we go through things in this life every day. How do we be renewed? How do we be delivered every day? We get into the Word of God. The Bible tells us that when we get into the Word of God, it gets into us and we become transformed by the Word of God. So we put our mind on the things of God. That is good. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. Hallelujah. Be renewed. You are away with a renewed mind daily. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. You know what? The Holy Spirit was really working on me last night. Oh, my goodness. The Holy Spirit was really working on me because I went inside of the Bible and I got a word from God, and the word that I got, I made a decision that, you know what, I'm going to try that. I'm going to try that.
Jesus.
And that word, it actually just so happened, it is Romans chapter 12 and 2. I said, you know what, I'm going to be transformed by the renewing of my mind. But here it is. It was right when I said that, you know, I started thinking about, okay, what is it that I need to renew? So what do I need to be transformed from? So, okay, what am I doing that I need to be transferred to what, you know, God is doing or what God has already done, rather? And I tell you, the first thing that came up in my own mind was self popped up first and self condemned me. Self condemned me and self shamed me, because what I did was, when I got in that word and I looked at it, and when self popped up, self started reminding me of how unworthy that I was, how unworthy that I am. Well, you ain't good enough because you just lied just a day ago. Now, I'm just making an example. Or you're not good enough because you was just over here cussing out your brothers and cussing out your sisters. You was just cussing over here on the highway on the way home. You ain't good enough. You ain't worthy enough. God heard you cussing, and it shamed me. And right when I started thinking about self and it shamed me, then I started feeling like, you know, but God, I don't even deserve to use your word. Well, you know what? God loves you anyhow. God have already given his life. He's already given Jesus Christ, you know, to be sacrificed for you. To be sacrificed for your broken heart, to be sacrificed for your broken mind, to be sacrificed for your broken home, to be sacrificed for your broken relationship. Every single word that you have in your mouth that is not of God, you know it came from Satan, and God have already gave his life, because those words that you have in your mouth, that come out of your mouth, those words you have in your heart and your mind, it is directing you into a place where it was not made for you. And that's not the will of God for your life. The will of God for your life is for no man to perish, no man, no woman to perish. Every single one that received God's love, that received God's word and uses his word, you will not perish. But every single one that want to look at themselves as being higher than anyone else, anyone that want to look at what they're thinking about is better than what, let me project my thoughts, let me project my feelings upon you because this is how I feel because I'm right. Every single one that want to look at themselves as being right,
then what you are doing is you are being yourself, you are being a prideful person, and you can't line up with the word of God. Because one thing you can't do, you can't lie to God. God knows every single thing that is about you. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't be someone that's going to say that I love you, but then, you know, right when I walk out of your presence, then here it is that you stab me in my back. You're lying on me. Or you're saying all manners of things. You think I can't hear you. Oh, I can hear you because I have the Holy Spirit. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't say, Lord, 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 look at ears and look at what I'm doing. No, it's not about what you can do. It's about what God has already done. That's where your thoughts should be. That's how you renew your mind. Stop looking at self. Stop all the ways, you know. Well, God, this is what I got going on down here. God knows what you got going on down there.
My God.
He with you the whole step of the way. So, but you need to stop talking to God about your problem and start talking to your problem about God.
Amen.
That's how you renew your mind. If you ain't talking to your situation about what God said, then how can you say that you have a renewed mind? Because when these cares pop up, you still catering to the cares instead of casting the cares away. See, the Holy Spirit is excellent, and the Holy Spirit have a way of ministering to you. But are you listening? Are you catching the transmission? You got the word that's on the inside of you. But see, allow the word of God is on the inside of you. Allow yourself to become that, and you become that by putting your mind right there, putting your heart right there, and let it enter on in so it can do what it came to do. And that leads you to that place of righteousness. You can't do it by yourself. That self-preservation, you can't do it by yourself. You're not good enough, but God's good enough. The word of God that's in you and that's coming out of you is more than enough, and he's good enough. God didn't come to shame or to condemn nobody. It is the work of Satan. If a word or something comes out of your mouth or it comes in your mind and it does not line up with the word of God, it comes from the kingdom of God, then it comes from self, which is a prideful person, which is influenced by Satan.
Jesus Christ.
Don't be conformed to this world. Or don't be conformed to yourself. You're not that important.
Jesus Christ.
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's through grace. That's through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be transformed. You are by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. God can do it for you today. Amen. You can't do it by yourself. Hallelujah. But you can do all things in Christ Jesus. Amen. Glory to the Most High God. Be renewed in your mind today. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse chapter 4, verse 22 through 23, you all, amen, 22 through 24, the Bible says that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which goes corrupt according to the deceitful lust, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. So you are, our old way of life before we believed in Christ is completely in the past, amen. Be renewed in your mind today. Don't set your things on the former how you used to be, but the new woman of God, the new man of God right now, renewed, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ in your mind. So we should put it behind us like all clothes should be thrown away. Yes. This is both a once, hallelujah, and for all decision when we decide to accept Christ's gift for salvation, amen, and also a daily conscious commitment. We are not to be driven by desire and impulse. We must put on the new role, amen, head in the new direction and have the new way of thinking that the Holy Spirit gives. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, have a renewed mind today. Operate with a new mind. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. My Lord, my God, when we look in the book of 1 Corinthians, you are chapter 2, verse 16. Amen. The Bible says, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. Amen. No one can comprehend God, you all, but through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, believers, we as believers have insight into some of God's plans, thoughts, and actions. They, in fact, have the mind of Christ. So through the Holy Spirit, we can begin to know God's thoughts, talk with him, and expect to hear his answer to our prayers. I want to ask you a question. Are you spending enough time with Christ to have this very mind in you? Amen. Are you spending time with other things and other people that are of the world instead of in the world? Amen. An intimate relationship with Christ comes only from spending time consistently in his presence and in his word. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I thank God for you tonight. May your minds be renewed, everyone. May you receive it on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Understand this, you all. It is very important. The scripture lets us know that our mind, we need to renew our mind in Christ Jesus. The mind of Christ can, you know, operate in us through the Holy Spirit, control our mind. The Holy Spirit can control our mind, your thoughts, your intents, and your actions if you submit to him daily. Daily. Not on, just on Sundays, not just on Thursdays, not just on Wednesdays, but daily. Daily. How do I do this? Let's give you a couple of steps to be able to do that. First of all, stop waiting for an outside miracle to change your mind. You have the power and authority to change your mind right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Allow the Holy Spirit to come in and change you. Decide today I'm going to surrender all over to you, all that I am, all that I am in the name of Jesus Christ. Stop believing that you can't control your thoughts. You have power and authority to control your thoughts. They are your thoughts. What you right. feed your mind you all, with becomes a mindset. Be careful what you're feeding your mind. Confess what you believe and not what you feel. Confess what you believe, not what you feel. Resist negative thoughts and assist positive thoughts. You know, let those positive thoughts overtake you and overflow you. Amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, and celebrate the process. Celebrate it that I'm being changed. Glory to God. God has worked on me. I'm not what I used to be. I'm not depressed. I'm not oppressed. I'm not. Amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, expect miracles. Be in the mindset of expectation, expecting God to do it. Amen. And pray, pray, pray. Don't stop praying. Pray every day, daily. Amen. Glory to God, you all. God bless you. God keep you. As we wrap up here tonight, renew your mind. It is very important. Very important that we operate with a renewed mind daily. Pastor, if you have anything you want to say to close out the message on tonight, please do so. We're going to wrap up here and we're going to open up the doors of the church. God bless everyone.
Yes. Control your thoughts. You control your life.
Amen.
If you can control your thoughts, you also can control your words. And if you can control your words, you are in a good place. You're in a good place right there if you will not allow things to come out of your mouth. And when you don't allow things to come out your mouth, you know, concentrate on the word of God. Let the word of God rule in your mind first, rule in your heart first like an umpire.
Jesus.
And this is where renewing, or this is where change, that word renew means change. And
yes.
It means more than that. It means to change. It means to build. It means to edify. But that's what renewing means. You know, we are to be renewed daily. It means
yes,
new.
Lord.
It means new. Be new. Be new every single day. Do something new. Stop
Amen.
Doing the same thing that you've been doing all over
Jesus.
Again, like a rerun. All
Jesus.
Over again. When God says, be renewed, be transformed.
Amen.
He's taking you somewhere. Just
Amen.
Have enough courage to go there. Amen.
Amen.
God
Hallelujah.
You.
Glory to God. At this time, we open up the door to the church. There'll be one tonight.
There might be one.
Yes,
there might be one that's ready to accept the challenge. Ready to accept
yes,
the challenge of, I'm gonna stop being like me and I'm going to start being like Jesus.
Amen.
Someone is ready
Hallelujah.
To give it all over to
right
God
now.
Tonight.
Press one.
Why
Amen.
You still
Amen.
Have time?
Why
the Holy Spirit is near.
Our God.
Let us help you pray that prayer of salvation.
Right now. Amen.
Right now.
Our
Just
God.
Press one.
Our
we'll help you to pray that prayer of
Jesus.
Salvation tonight.
Jesus.
You don't have to sit there and be beat down. You don't have to stay
Jesus.
In that broken place
my,
all
my,
of
my,
your
my
life.
Yes,
that could
Lord.
Be you today. Receive Jesus Christ into your life today as the Lord and Savior. But you have to do it by your mouth. By your mouth. Not my mouth, but by your mouth. There
Jesus.
Might be one.
Thank you.
There may be even one that have
Jesus.
Already did the most important thing that they can ever do in their life. And they'll be born again. You might have already been born again, but you still are operating in that old sinful nature.
You've been born again, but you're still living in destruction. You're still producing these old dirty, these old perverse ways. Let us pray for you.
Jesus.
Let us pray for you. Let us pray with you. Let us show you how to renew your mind. How to renew your mind. That's what renewing your mind is. You received the word already. The word haven't changed you. Let us show you how to do that. Just press one. We'll pray with you.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
There may be even be one that have some type of illness or some type of sickness, something that you're just worried about, and you need to change, for us to help you change your mind about what you're worried about.
My
Let us
Lord,
pray with
right
you.
Now.
Pray for you.
Right now.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody needs prayer.
The mighty name of
I know
Jesus.
I need prayer. Everybody needs prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Let
we have
pray.
One tonight. We have Sister Mackie on the line. We have Sister
Amen.
Mackie on the line. God bless you. Welcome,
yes.
Sister Mackie. Go ahead.
I got a prayer.
Go ahead. Yes, Lord.
Commit all my plans, all my dreams into the Lord's hand.
Amen.
For these are only products of my thoughts. And I truly believe and know that it's His will, and His will is best for me. So I
Amen.
Commit my whole life, all
Amen.
Plans that I have before I do anything, I have to go to Him first. In Jesus' name,
Amen.
I pray.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We
yes.
come combining our faith with your faith on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ
Amen.
Of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you, O God, for a renewed mind of your daughter,
yes.
Sharon Matthew, O God. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you will continue to guide her and keep her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that your hedge of protection be around her, O God, that there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and Lord, we just want to say
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for your daughter. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 God bless you, Sister Mackie. We're so glad to have
yes.
you back. God loves you. We love you. God loves you more.
Yes. Thank you, Sister Mackie, for your courage. For your courage of stepping up and
Amen.
Opening up your mouth and praying to God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Nothing
Amen.
Without Him first. I gotta go to
Amen.
Him first. And that's
yes.
it. That's bottom line.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. Thank you for being here with us on midweek service.
Home.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. If you're looking for a home,
yes.
Pastor Tyler Nick and I, we would love to be your pastor. We just going to love on
Jesus.
You. We're walking you in just as you are. It don't matter where
yes,
you are. See,
Lord.
There's no distant spirit. Just where you are right now. See, that's what God wants you to come to Him just as you are.
Just
we have already
are.
Placed out there for you to be able to help to bring you to Him.
Amen.
Allow us to be that one to bring you to Him. If you're looking for a church home,
Amen.
Just press one. We'll welcome
yes,
you in with open arms and with love.
Jesus, guys. Yes, God. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. I do want to pray this prayer, a prayer of repentance, a prayer that will be a spiritual cleansing right now for all that is in service on tonight. Father God, we ask in Jesus'
Amen.
Name as we come, purge us with hyssop, and we shall be clean, wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. Lord, hide your face from our sins and blot out our iniquities right now, Father God, creating us a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. Restore us, O God, to the joy of your salvation of also by your generous spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon
Amen.
Us, oh God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Oh, Lord, wash us thoroughly, oh God, from our iniquity and cleanse us from our sins. For we acknowledge our transgression and our sin is always before us. And we thank you, Father God, that you have forgiven us, oh God. We thank you that you have saved us. And it's in
thank
Jesus'
you.
Name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless all tonight. At this time, we'll take our tithes and offering. amen. If you have those available, you can send those over to us at Cash App Pastor Chantel, or you can call for another way at 346-719-3349. Again, that's Cash App Pastor Chantel, or 346-719-3349. Dear Jesus, we thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Make us any mercy, real God, for your kingdom on our tithes and offerings on tonight, and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit. Oh, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, to your kingdom. We know that as your children, oh God, that we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us, oh God. It's our responsibility to manage our money and to distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture and harvest of glory for your sake. Hallelujah. Here on earth, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, what matters to you is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate, oh God, your money with dignity and uphold your holy heaven banking system. It is not fertility, oh God, of your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. We bless you all right now. Me and my husband here at the Gospel Public Ministry, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank everyone. We thank everyone for being in attendance. If you don't remember anything tonight, remember, Jesus loves you. He loves you so much. And he's waiting for you to use him. If you don't remember anything else, think about what Jesus have already done, then you do it. What Jesus already said, you say it. God bless you. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you that which is well and pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We love you.
God bless
loves
you.
More.
We love you. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine?